from KQED.
One health-related ballot measure getting nationwide attention is Proposition 37, which goes to the heart of how much information consumers should have about their food. Prop 37 requires labeling on raw or processed food that's made from certain genetically engineered materials. It also prohibits calling any foods like that natural on the package. Supporters say consumers have a right to this information, but opponents say the measure is misleading and full of loopholes. Here to help us sort it out is KQED science reporter Amy Standen. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Scott.
Well, let's begin with sort of a background question. How are genetically engineered foods used right now? How prevalent are they?
Very prevalent. In fact, pretty much everything you'll find in that sort of middle of the supermarket, so that's everything from sodas to crackers to cereals to cookies, almost all of that contains genetically modified ingredients. And that's because most of the corn and the soy and a lot of the rice grown here in the States is made from these genetically engineered seeds.
So therefore, it sounds like if Prop 37 passes, that these labels that would be required would be on pretty much, you know, I don't want to say everything, but like a lot of what we buy.
A lot of things. Yeah. And that's the main argument you hear from the no on 37 camp, which is that unless manufacturers start buying from farmers who aren't using these seeds, they're going to have to suddenly start labeling pretty much everything that's out there.
And so what is the main argument on behalf of Prop 37 that they're making? Is it a right to know, basically?
Absolutely. I mean, that's the line you hear over and over again, that consumers have a right to know. They say GMO labeling is mandatory in Europe. It has been since 2003. And they also say that the FDA doesn't regulate this technology enough.
There have been a lot of ads on both sides on television. Let's hear just a little bit of the Yes on 37 ad, then we'll come back.
A new study links genetically engineered corn to tumors and organ damage. And the big agrochemical corporations also say BT toxins are safe for us to eat. We shouldn't be forced to gamble with the health of our families. We have the right to know what's in our food. Vote yes on Proposition 37.
So, Amy Standen, clearly there in that advertisement for Yes on 37, sort of a fear of the unknown. And is there a basis for that?
It is very hard to say in a blanket statement sort of way whether or not these products are safe or not. I mean, of course, it's worth noting that we Americans have been eating massive amounts of these products for decades. The scientific studies that we see done on these products tend to be on mice. They're very short term. They're very small. There's been very little there that's conclusive.
So one of the Yes on 37 ads links genetically modified foods to tumors.
Is that one of those studies you're talking about? And actually that highlights a big problem with this argument in general, which is that it's very hard to find science that didn't come from a side of this camp with a vested interest in a certain outcome. In that case, it was a well-known advocate or activist against genetically modified products. I mean, the point that I think really, you know, people should keep in mind here is that genetic engineering isn't an ingredient. It's not like saturated fat or MSG. It's a technology.
Well, and if you look at the campaign financing for this ballot measure, opponents of Prop 37 have vastly outraised proponents. Something like 9-1, and
yes,
some very well-known food companies like Kraft and Heinz have given big bucks, along with biotech and chemical
mm-hmm.
companies like Dow, Monsanto, mm-hmm. DuPont. So what's at stake for them?
Their fear is that this is going to create a bias in the marketplace and that they're going to be scrambling for new suppliers, and it'll disrupt the market.
And, of course, what happens here in California could,
exactly.
could go
yeah,
east.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, of course. I mean, California is such a big market that it's just not worth it for manufacturers to produce two lines of products. So very likely, if you see the labeling here, if Prop 37 passes, this is going to become a national standard.
Well, there have been several ads for No on 37. Let's hear a bit of one of them right now.
Farmers already face a devastating drought, causing higher food prices. Now, California farmers are threatened by Prop 37, a complex bureaucratic food labeling proposition that would increase costs to food producers and consumers by billions of dollars.
One other part of this that opponents are complaining about is that it would allow consumers to sue companies that don't fully comply with these new regulations,
yes,
which, of course, would be a boon for lawyers.
Under Proposition 37, plaintiffs don't have to prove damages. Really, how would you prove that you have been damaged by a box of unlabeled GMO Triscuits, right? On the other hand, the opponents of this proposition really fear that we would see these lawsuits clogging up the courts, and that you would see small grocery store owners spending a lot of time and money defending themselves.
And no doubt we'll be seeing a lot more of all those ads and probably others between
oh, yes,
now and Election Day. Amy Standen, KQED science reporter, thanks a lot.
Thank you.